Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're going to kick things off with some updates on the 2023 municipal primary elections that took place earlier this week. Then we'll cover some exciting community engagement opportunities coming up that our listeners might want to get involved in. Finally, we'll wrap things up by sharing some important resources in honor of National Suicide Prevention Week. All right, Isaac, let's get into the news.
Let's get into it. So the 2023 municipal primary elections took place for Colville City, Park City, and South Summit Fire District earlier this week on Tuesday, September 5th. Unofficial results shared by the county clerk's office on the afternoon of Wednesday, September 6th, show the following results.
Colville City Council will have the following 6 candidates on the general election ballot later this year: Lynn Wood, Sean H. Powis, Stephanie Bowen, Brandon Brady, Tyler Rouser, and Cindy Paget.
And Park City Council will also have 6 candidates on the general election ballot: Ryan Dickey, Ed Perigian, Matthew Nagy, Bob Sertner, John Greenfield, and Bill Sirico.
And finally, South Summit Fire District Commission will have the following 4 candidates on their general election ballot: Julie Anna Black, Thane D. Stembridge, Larry Leifson, and David Yer.
The canvasses to certify these results will take place on September 19th, 2023, at each entity that held an election. So at Colville City, they will have their own, Park City will have its own, and South Summit Fire District will have its own.
As a reminder, the 2023 municipal general elections will take place on November 21st, 2023, and we'll be sure to keep our listeners updated with information on the general elections in the coming weeks.
Did you know fall is the best time to take care of noxious weeds? Summit County's Weed Control Program is hosting a Fall Community Noxious Weeds Tour tomorrow, Saturday, September 9th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., beginning at Richardson Flat Park and Ride to learn about the most wanted weeds here in Summit County. There will be a specific focus on rosette identification and treating biennial weeds. Transportation will be provided for up to 14 people. RSVP for free at summitcounty.info/fallweedstour.
The 2023 Summit County Climate Change and Public Health Speaker Series is designed to elevate public health as a critical consideration of climate change action in our community. The second session of the speaker series will highlight how local risks to the natural environment influence the public's physical and mental health. More details on the event and free registration can be found at summitcountyhealth.org/speakerseries.
Don't miss your chance to participate in Phase 3 of our summit, the countywide community visioning process. Your responses will directly impact and guide the future of Summit County. In this phase, you will help us understand how you prioritize certain features of local community, what enhancements you would like to see, and how you think growth should be handled. Take questionnaire 3 at oursummitcounty.com.
Calling everyone who loves to photograph Summit County scenery, we want to include your photographs in the 2024 Summit County calendar. Submit now through September 15th at summitcounty.info/calendar24 for a chance to showcase your photography. All images must be taken in Summit County, be your original work, and be high resolution, so no smartphone photos. Winners will receive 3 calendars and will be featured on the Summit County social media channels.
And finally, in honor of National Suicide Prevention Week, we want to share a mantra of hope. Live On is a statewide effort here in Utah to prevent suicide by promoting education, providing resources, and changing our culture around suicide and mental health. Together we can get through. Reach out, lift up, look ahead, and live on.
Talking is the first step to preventing suicide. Make a difference by learning the warning signs and risk factors, having real conversations with people you care about, and sharing resources and creative ways to help those who are struggling.
If you or a loved one needs to speak with a licensed clinician, text or call 988. For more information and resources on suicide prevention, please visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at asfp.org.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.